Members of the House of Delegates once again held a marathon floor session debating a bill supporters say protects the constitutional rights of their constituents. The bill would allow West Virginians of a certain age to carry a concealed weapon without a permit. Many Democrats expressed safety concerns over the measure and attempted to amend the bill on its third reading Monday. Here's a recap of the floor session, including the final vote. House Bill 4145 was up for passage Monday, but with 12 pending amendments. But first, what does this bill do? It allows West Virginians between 18 and 21 to be eligible for a concealed carry permit. After 21, that person would not need a permit to carry a concealed handgun or other deadly weapon. One of the 12 amendments suggested came from House Judiciary Chairman John Schott of Mercer County. His amendment would give a tax credit of up to $100 to anyone in the state who still goes through the permitting process. That amendment was approved. The remaining 11 amendments were debated for roughly 2 hours. One would have kept training requirements for people who want to carry a concealed weapon. Another suggested only residents of West Virginia be able to forego having a permit. And another suggested those who carry a handgun or deadly weapon pay insurance for those weapons. All of the amendments failed except for one that would exempt probation officers from the list of those who could carry guns onto school grounds. After amendments, members of both sides debated the bill. Delegate Don Perdue is a Democrat from Wayne County. He rejected the bill, saying it's a bill that's come out of fear.
This country wasn't based on fear of one another, on this irrational lunatic assumption that everybody's out to kill everybody else. We cannot assume that the public is in such fear of its life that it has to be given the opportunity to end someone else's. Because when we do that, we're accelerating the destruction of this society as we know it.
Democratic Delegate Nancy Guthrie of Kanawha County also spoke against the bill.
When in the world, in this 60-day session, do we get to the point where we actually enact some laws that the public wants? So what are you going to do? Go back and say to your coach, okay, you got your hat, got your whistle, got your gun, let's go officiate this game. What are you going to do? Grab the picnic basket, honey. Grab your gun. I think this goes too far. I think we need to protect our public square.
Republican Delegate Kayla Kessinger of Fayette County supported the bill, saying she recently had an intruder in her home and her gun possibly saved her life.
For a solid 6 seconds, I questioned what I needed to do. Should I go outside? Do I call the police? What do I do? And I realized that I'm not going to let some man scare me out of my home. And I immediately grabbed my gun. And as soon as I grabbed my gun, I felt confident. I knew that I was able to protect myself in that situation. That if that man attacked me, I could stop him by putting a bullet in his chest cavity. I knew that I was on equal footing with this man. It's no secret that women are physically weaker than men, and just like my friend from the 51st said, this gives us the ability, this is a great equalizer for women.
Delegate Sarah Blair is a Republican from Berkeley County, and she's also the youngest member in the House of Delegates at just 19 years old. Blair is also the lead sponsor of the bill.
I'm the only person standing in this chamber in the 18 to 21-year-old age period. I can currently not get a permit to carry, and I'll tell you right now, I am scared. I've received multiple death threats in the past year. I am scared. I'm not going to stop what I do on the daily basis. I'm not going to stop going to the mall. I'm not going to stop going to the movies. And I'm not going to stop going to church because of it. But I would feel safer as a law-abiding citizen if I knew that I was able to protect myself.
House Bill 4145 passed 68-31 and now goes to the Senate for its consideration. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in the House.